It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. And it's been a long time, Scott.
Yeah, it's been a month, and there's really been no industry news, so when there's nothing to talk about, there's nothing for us to talk about. And that's why we've been a little quiet out there.
Yeah, and before we get started with the program tonight, I wanted to address something that's coming up. It's very near and dear to my heart, because we here at SatelliteGuys.us, we're very military-friendly. I myself am a vet, and tomorrow is Veterans Day, and with that, there was a tragedy in Fort Hood that happened this week. It was a it was very uncalled for, and I hope that the guy that did it, they go ahead and hang him, but that's just my opinion. And I for one veteran to every other veteran out there, thank you, and be sure to tell that another veteran that served or anybody that served in the military, thank you, and give them a pat on the back. And with that said, I want to give a real quick moment of silence.
All right, guys. Well, we want to thank all of our servicemen for their service to the country, because without them, we wouldn't be here. And, every day we can count our lucky stars thanks to the men and women who are fighting for us out there. So thank you, guys.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of fighting, I understand there's a lot of fighting going on now here in the DBS industry.
Well, not so much fighting, but it was some interesting numbers, let's say. For the first time in a long time, Dish Network beat DirecTV in new subscriber additions, which kind of surprised me and surprised a lot of the industry.
Yeah, I was going to say there for a second that maybe the battle tides are shifting a little bit, and I honestly don't see this as a surprise. I know all the DirecTV fanboys are out there saying, no, you don't like DirecTV, but I personally do like DirecTV. It's just their offerings and what they've done lately versus what the rest of the industry is doing, it's to me, they should be leading the industry, and they're not really doing that like how they've stated in the past. They've stopped adding HD editions and stuff like that, and people are kind of taking a step back looking at all the negative press that's happened lately, and they're wondering maybe if that choice of DirecTV, there's kind of a question mark behind it now.
Yeah, unfortunately, DirecTV still has some issues going on. I have seen some signs they're trying to improve things, which is good. But me personally, I'm still a little PO'd at them, just because they have $130 of my money they haven't returned yet, and now it's going on 8 weeks, and still no signs of my money. And I don't know about you, but if you got $130 taken out of your paycheck, and you went to your payroll department and said, hey, you guys screwed up, and they admit they screwed up, and they came back to you and said that, oh, we're sorry that we screwed up, and we'll get your money back to you within 6 to 8 weeks, you'd be a little miffed at them, too.
Yeah, working for the state of Illinois, it's kind of funny, because I could see exactly where that happens and how people would be a little miffed, and I would love to give DirecTV all the wonderful talk that they deserve, but they have to have some actions to deserve that talk. And with Dish Network, they've been lately their additions have been a lot more than DirecTV. Although with the economy bouncing back, maybe people are kind of getting Dish Network's advertising a little bit, and maybe that's kind of what's pushing this trend towards Dish.
Actually, I see it going in the opposite way. In fact, I see the economy getting worse. In regards to the satellite industry, people are starting to cut back. Both companies mentioned on their earnings calls that people were starting to cancel their premium services and cutting back on their bills in order to save some money. So while the economy seems to be getting better on Main Street for the true workers out there, they're cutting back on their entertainment dollar because they have to, and it's affecting the satellite industry, and it affected both of them for the quarter.
Right, and really, that's also could be what is affecting Epix. For those that don't know, Epix HD is a new movie channel that launched on October 30th, and it's only been picked up by one provider, and that's Verizon Fios.
Yep, Fios is the only one who has it. I understand it's free in one package if you have like which is equivalent to the Dish Network Everything package. It's included free in there. But if you want it and you don't have that package, it's $9.99 a month. And I got invited to a free week trial of Epix HD to their website. And I got to admit, the movies that I'd selected looked great, especially over the internet. It almost looked high definition. However, at the same time, their selection of movies really stunk. I was looking for some good movies in there, and I really couldn't find anything. It was kind of disappointing. But the rumor has been going around that Epix is really close to a deal with Dish Network. Epix contacted me this week, and asked me to ask people to send Dish Network a message on Twitter saying they want Dish to add Epix. And because of that email, I have a feeling they're a lot farther from a deal than what was originally imagined, because a lot of people said they were close to signing on the dotted line.
Yeah, I've seen things with UVerse users reportedly getting the same email, and it's really interesting to see how this whole thing is evolving. And, you know, speaking of Epix and their movie selection, that can maybe be this reason why some providers are kind of taking a second look and passing on Epix.
Well, yeah, DirecTV came out right out and said it and said that we're not interested in adding any more movie channels. So I don't see DirecTV adding it. And I feel this service would be perfect for Dish Network to add. You know, DirecTV, they can call themselves the HD sports leader, and that's undisputed. I mean, nobody else can say they have as much sports in HD as DirecTV. And that's something they worked hard for, and they deserve that title. Dish Network, on the other hand, it's not known for their sports, but they are known for their movie channels, and they've got more movie channels in HD than anybody else. And surprisingly, they have, you know, all the Starz channels in HD that are currently available, which surprises me since Starz is owned by Liberty Media, who owns DirecTV. I'm kind of surprised that DirecTV never picked up the additional Starz channels in high definition.
DirecTV and movie channels, I don't know what's going on there. They, I know why they passed on Epix, but they can't even add HBO, all the other movie channels people are wanting. But
and it was funny because they put out a press release about 2 years ago saying they're adding all the HBOs, and it never happened.
Yep.
Why do you put out a press release if you're not going to do it?
Exactly, and you know, I really that's the thing that kept me from staying a DirecTV customer was those movie channels, and I'm one of those high end customers that always gets the everything package, and it really to me looking at the competition out there and what was available in my area, that's what fueled the fire for my choice, and hopefully last night's tech chat fueled the fire for some Dish Network choice.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. They showed the 922 and they showed its search compatibility. And we had a full house last night in the Satellite Guys chat room, which was great. Thank you to everybody for coming in and joining us for the chat. And people were wowed with the searching capabilities of the 922. The search is so thorough and complex that if you can't find anything to watch, then you really have something wrong with you. It doesn't only search the programming that's coming on the next 9 days on Dish Network, but it also searches the entire content library of the Dish Online Video On Demand service. So if you're searching for John Wayne, you're not only getting John Wayne, which is airing on American Movie Classics, you're getting John Wayne's VODs, which are available from Dish Online, and it's really, really neat how it's all coming together. We'll talk a little bit more about the 922. Well, we can do it now, I guess, huh? The 922, as you know, I'm a beta tester, and I'm not going to give a review of it yet, but personally, I want to give my hats off to the engineering team at EchoStar, because they're doing a really kick-butt job with the 922. Over the past couple weeks, it's gone from a box that was, I hate to say, hard to use, kind of annoying to use, into something that is really, really stable now. The direction of the box is totally taking a U-turn into the right direction, and it's great to see that this box may get released this year, and it's looking pretty stable now.
Yeah, not only have I heard great reviews from you, Scott, I've heard it from other beta testers, too, that have been testing this unit out, and I've heard nothing but praise for the Dish engineering team as far as how rock solid they're trying to get this box in. And that's really great because I remember in the past when they released the 622 and other boxes, the quality of the programming or the quality of the box wasn't so well, and you would have often bugs in it. And it's really great that they're wanting to get this right from the start.
Yeah, let me give you an example of what's going right with the 922. And again, this is beta software, so don't think that the Dish 922 is a pile of bugs, because it's really not. But, you know, just 3-4 weeks ago, when watching television on the 922, I'd have to use the red reset button on the front of the 922 about 5 or 6 times per night. And I only watch TV for about 3 or 4 hours a night, so, you know, that's a lot of time hitting the reset button and waiting for the thing to reboot. Dish stepped up their rollouts of the beta software and made a lot of improvements to it, and I can report in the last 2 to 3 weeks I haven't used the reset button once. And that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, and how good this box is getting. It's very stable, and it's getting stabler with every software release, and again, the guys from EchoStar Technologies are doing a really kick-butt job with it.
You know, Scott, search engine power that the 922 has is got to be really fantastic. I'm surprised that Dish Network hasn't gone to Google and say, hey, you want to sponsor this? Is your search engine right in our box?
Yeah, well, it could be possible. When you go to the web, the main, you got a lot of search engines listed on the splash screen that starts up, and the biggest one on there is Google, so there could be something going on there between them, but 922 is looking pretty good, and if I had to be a betting man, I would say it is going to be released before the end of the year.
Very good. We're very near and dear to Charlie, and I wish Charlie would invite us to his personal ski resort, maybe, if he has one, and maybe we can spend the day and watch the Ski Channel on VOD with Dish Network.
Now, I can't see Charlie buying a ski resort or anything like that. He's too cheap. I can see, you know, him maybe picking up for like one of those $18 lift tickets somewhere, but other than that, no. Yeah, Dish Network announced that they've added the Ski Channel on video on demand. I don't know about you and a lot of the other Satellite Guys members, but nobody can find any Ski Channel content on the video on demand. It's nice that they say they added it, but where is it exactly, Dish? It's one of the problems that I have with the Dish Online service. They just throw everything together in alphabetical order and expect you to find it. While DirecTV kicks butt in video on demand by organizing it by channel. And something that Dish should really, really look into, because it's really embarrassing when you say you added a new channel to the VOD lineup called the Ski Channel and you can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, pretty much every provider that I've seen other than Dish does it by channel, and maybe that's something Dish should look into and hopefully fix. But speaking of adding VOD, DirecTV added BBC America On Demand.
Yeah, not HD, though, just BBC America On Demand. And surprisingly, they added a porn channel on demand. They added Seduction On Demand as well, and don't know how many hits they're getting for that one, but... it's there, it's for DirecTV customers, and the reviews of it that I've seen so far have been good, I guess.
Yeah, I'm still using my Fire TV box. To me, that the $9 I pay there is going to go a lot further than a pay-per-view movie on DirecTV or Dish.
Well, the pay-per-views, speaking on the Dish side, since they don't have DirecTV anymore, they're just too damn expensive. Why rent a 4-hour block for $20 when you can get a service like Fire TV? Or there's another thing called the internet where you can find a lot of stuff for free. Dish really needs to think their pricing scheme if they really want people to order not only the adult titles, but the standard movie video on demands. You know, some movies are $5-6 a piece when I can go down to my Redbox and get it for a dollar. Dish really needs to do something about it, and it's one of the reasons why I don't order a lot of pay-per-view, and a lot of people won't order pay-per-view because their prices are too damn high.
Yeah, I know. If you did, instead of $4.99 high-definition movies, or did it with $2.99, you definitely get a lot more hits that way. And I don't know, but, you know, speaking of farewell at Dish and stuff like that, I understand that our good friend Leslie Harper is moving on to a different position within Dish.
Yeah, last night was kind of unusual because on the tech chat, they showed off the TV2 IR converter, and a lot of people in the chat room, myself included, asked, where's Leslie Harper? Because she would be the perfect person to show it off. And in fact, I was introduced to the IR2 remote converter by Leslie, who showed me how it worked and gave me a complete demonstration and everything like that last year when they first announced it. And Today on the retailer chat, and speaking of the retailer chat, there's nothing to report from the retailer chat. It was mostly retailer stuff and how they can earn more money from selling the protection plan and how to service protection plan customers and things like that. But one of the surprising things was they threw the camera on Leslie, who had an announcement, and I turned the camera on her, and immediately she started crying. And she was crying hard at times, and she wanted to say goodbye to all the techs and people who've been watching her over the years and saying she was moving to a different position in the company and she wouldn't be on camera or be going to any of the trade shows anymore and she was going to miss everybody. And she was really broken up about it, and she's a really good person, Bob. She's been there for Satellite Guys a lot of times. We've had parties at Cedia, and she's shown up and came by and said hi to all Satellite Guys people. She was always our tour guide for the special Satellite Guys events, such as Team Summit. When we got to take all the Satellite Guys members down to the Team Summit floor, she was our tour guide that showed us all the new products. And also, she's been with us the past 2 years on our live radio shows, which we've been doing from the Consumer Electronics Show. And she's always been there for us and never asked anything from us. And we're going to miss her.
Yeah, Scott, you're exactly right. And, you know, at CES last year, we were running to go see the retailer chat live at the G4 booth. And, Scott, you gave up because we couldn't find it. But unfortunately, I found it at the last 5 minutes. And I as I approached the G4 booth, Leslie was always kind enough to come say hi. And I remember at CES from last year and years past, she was always willing to go above and beyond to help out the next person, to see that they learned the technology that she loves so much. And it was definitely great to see her do that. And I hope that she finds happiness within her new position at the company.
Yeah, she loved sharing her love of the technology and was one of the few women I know out there who really understood the technology that she was selling.
Leslie will always be our tech goddess.
Yes, she will. And Leslie, we wish you all the best, and we'll hopefully run into you again someday down the line, but have fun in your new position. And speaking of new positions, Bob, tonight I'm in our new studio, if you will say studio. I'm sitting outside tonight.
Yeah, Scott's in the staff hot tub.
Yeah, sitting in the hot tub tonight. I actually injured my knee over the past week, so I'm wearing a brace on it, and I have to sit in hot water at night to make it feel better. And so I've actually been sitting outside in the hot tub tonight underneath the stars, and it's been a beautiful night and a great podcast.
Imagine that, Scott in hot water.
I'm always in hot water. Anyways, that's the music, Bob. So until we have more breaking news, and hopefully we have more breaking news more often, that's it for tonight.
Alrighty, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.